Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, bless the Lord, give glory and honor to the Lord for another new day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, giving him glory for another day and giving thanksgiving. Because truly, glory to God, he is worthy of the praise every day. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. We're giving thanks and so forth like this every day. It's a time of thanksgiving, but even for the country setting it aside to say Thanksgiving celebration, we thank God that we can celebrate him daily because we're giving thanks unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being our Savior and our Deliverer. He is definitely a very present help in the time of trouble. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. We're going to have a reading really quick. Praise the Lord. While we're waiting, praise God, for our system to finally come up. Amen. This was a little reading that comes up, glory to God, under the heading of Make Eliminate Stand. Praise God, while we're waiting on our family of believers to come on. Praise the Lord. We have two that just popped up. Praise the Lord. We thank God as we welcome them two to the Blog Talk Radio, as we already said. It says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And James 1:12 will be related to this, and James 1, 2, and 4 will be related in this reading as a reference. It says, When life gives you lemonade, make lemonade. This saying is a humorous reminder of the advantage we gain from adversity. Do you ever wonder how the lemons in your life could ever make lemonade? Look no further than the life of Joseph for encouragement. Joseph obeyed his father by going the extra mile in search of his brothers. The result, his brothers threw him in a pit. He was sold to a group of travelers, slave traders. Joseph remained his purity when Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. The result, he was slandered by the rebuffed woman and thrown into a dungeon. While in prison, Joseph correctly interpreted one of the prisoner's dreams, asking that the promise to remember, that he would promise to remember him in Pharaoh, to Pharaoh. The result, the butler forgot. But Joseph allowed God to use his pain to mature him. How else could a young man, favored and sheltered by his father, be hewed into a man of iron and become a powerful prime minister of Egypt, administering food during a worldwide famine to protect the lives of God's chosen nation? When you went during a trial, remember the advantage gained in your adversity. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And the reference of that is coming from a turning point. No trials are wasted in God's economy. And it's like I said, James 1, 2, and James 1, 2 through 4. Praise God. What a powerful reading. When life, glory, that give you lemon, make lemonade and stand. Praise. Make a lemonade stand. Glory. We will stand in Jesus Christ with the whole armor of God. When you did all the stand therefore. Praise God. With the armor of the Lord on, standing on his word. Praise God. We bless God even for the powerful word we heard last night for us to continue to stand each time that we hear the word or pray the word, or either just getting God's presence about the word. God keep proving himself over and over and What a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. He is an awesome God, I tell you. Now, that was a powerful reading. If I get an opportunity, we have extra time. I'd like to read that a little bit later with others. Come on, if it comes back to mind. Praise the Lord. But right at this hour and time, we're going to go ahead and have our scripture reading and go right on into prayer. Amplified reading of Psalm 37. I'm going to read several verses. It says, fret not yourself because of, and it's out of the Amplified, like I said, fret not yourselves because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness, that which is not upright in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repost each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on and hope and look for the Lord in the end shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with a care where they used to be, they will not be found. But the meek but the meek in the end shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That's from the first verse of 37 Psalm to the 11th verse. Praise God. When God adds a blessing to the reader here, and those, glory to God, that will govern themselves accordingly to his word. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. For thou art worthy of the praise. Oh, glory to God. You are worthy of every praise, all the glory, all the honor, everything that we go through, glory to God, you know about it because you are omnipotent. I'm not present. You know everything that happens around us, what's going on before ever even took place before the beginning of time. You're Alpha and Omega, the I am that I am. We thank you, God, for so wonderful, glory to God, many mighty and right and wonderful and awesome things you've done on our behalf and still doing. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. Our faith is in you, O Lord. Oh, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank God, glory to God, for all that he does for us every day. Glory to God. Without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the mindset, glory to God, and the obedience to that you say to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for all, glory to God, the things that you have proven yourself in so many ways. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord God, for saving. Thank you for the armor of God. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for the food, the clothing, the shelter that we have even right now. In the name of Jesus, even for those that are going through and don't understand, is grieving and sorrow, glory to God, knowing loss of loved ones, or loss of their homes, and loss, glory to God, of glory to God, their financial status is, glory, changed, and glory to God, they don't have the adequate things they need to take care of their families and things that are going on in their minds and in their bodies. God, you're still yet, God. We pray, God, for deliverance. We bind Satan up in all of the courts and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme to hinder and hold back what God has said yet, glory to God, to come to pass in their lives. We rebuke him and bind him and command him to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. The spirit of sickness and disease that's running rampant, glory to God, in the land. We plead the blood of Jesus. These murdering demons, glory to God, that has come up, glory to God, killing in the schools and, glory to God, and stabbing and murdering and all the horrific things we're hearing, even just in the last day or two of the news of, glory to God, this, oh my God, the rumors of wars and the wars that are going on, even glory to God, the earthquake would have took so many people's lives that just recently, glory to God, Indonesia, glory to God, things that are going over in the Ukraine and the things that are happening in Iran and glory to God, and this stuff with Putin and Russia, glory to God, and all the other countries, glory to God, that may involve with certain things that the enemy is trying to pull in world war. God, we are praying in a being. Pray for Israel. Pray for this United States of America. Pray for our president and all the other presidents, but our president, glory to God, they will use wisdom, glory to God, and be able to have wise counseling and spiritual counseling as well as the counseling, glory to God, they need for glory to God to govern this country. We are praying for things, glory to God, that need to go on in our own country, binding up the spirit of division, right and left and this, that, and that, all glory to God, for everyone, glory to God, trying to pull over this side what they want. God, let us be able to come together. There are many people that will desire for the country to be whole and come together and do what's best for the country in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, all these horrible, horrific crimes, even that, glory to God, where they came up with whoever came in to shoot up the LBG, whatever, club and whatever, regardless of their persuasion, God, you desire for none to be lost, glory to God, but for glory, for repentance to come and lives to be changed, glory to God. You're not slack concerning your promises, and man counts slackness. God, so no matter what sin, glory to God, with homosexual act sin, with fornication sin, glory to God, with stealing and murdering and killing and doing whatever, all of those things and lying and cheating, all the sins, so God, we know, glory to God, lives matter. So we are praying for those families, for those that's on the street that are being murdered and killed and things that are happening, and people, glory to God, in that club and other stuff, even things that are not right, but no matter what, God, we are praying for these horrific crimes that the enemy is doing, stealing the lives of those youth, glory to God, in their apartment, glory to God, being stabbed to death, and nobody knows how they got stabbed, and those, glory to God, that have gone through and run a truck, glory to God, in a building and killing up people or hurting up people and so forth like this, because they're just whatever comes to mind, whatever the devil is saying to do. We plead the blood of Jesus. You desire for people to turn from their wicked ways, come out of darkness into the marvelous light. They accept you for Christ, glory to God, accept you as Lord. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. The same glory that you did for us when we were in darkness, glory to God, you brought us out of darkness into the light. We had to hear the word somewhere the word was spoken or ministered to or encouraged. God, we are praying that word will go out, that people will be able to hear truth. But God, we got to come on one accord. We got to come in a place that we keep our hands clean, keep ourselves walking upright before you, and our hearts, glory to God, tuned into you in obedience, so that way we can be an effective witness to those that are in the darkness and those that are going through things. Prayer go places that we may never go or never hear the results of, but just have to believe it by faith. So God, we are praying, glory to God, for us to be in a place, glory to God, that we can pray and seek the face of God, that we can be able sometimes be in a physical place that we can say and do some things to as well. In the name of Jesus, but God, we are praying for change, praying for revival, praying for deliverance and a mindset, glory to God, hallelujah, to be in a place of faith, to stand on your word, to know, glory to God, all things are possible through you. God, we can do nothing without you, but God, to be faithful, not downtrodden, and glory to God, frustrated and agitated and aggravated and complaining and murmuring about all what the devil is doing, not to be hypocritical, not to be a part-time lover, glory to God, of the things of God. You already told us we cannot, glory to God, play, glory to God, jumping the fence back and forth, glory to God, one minute we say, other ones I don't know, we want to party over here, we want to have a little thing, we want to say what we want to do and do what we want to do, and still yet want to name the name of Christ. God, we know people are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, but need deliverance. God, and you have given us time to, grace time, glory to God, to repent to get some things in line. God, so I'm praying like never before. A wake-up call for glory to God, the sleeping giant, being rocked to sleep. Glory to God. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when you told us to watch, told them, the disciples to watch and pray, glory to pray and watch, glory to God, while you go, glory to God, before the Father. Here they are, glory, sleeping. Oh, he had to come back three times and say, sleep on, because, glory to God, and the enemy is, glory to God, causing us to fall asleep as a thing. We jump up like Peter did, glory to God, all the way slicing and dicing already, glory to God. That wasn't the kind of fight you were talking about, but we got to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. But we got to spend some time with you to get some instructions, to be able to be at a place, to be able to rest in you, to be able to stand on your word, to be assured and have faith, glory to God, to know that you are my Savior, you are my deliverer, you are my healer, you are my burden bearer, you are my high tire, you are, glory to God, my strong tire, you everything I wheel in the middle of the wheel, you are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God, you are Jehovah's alone, God, you will give us peace that pass all understanding, glory to God, when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on me, there's a condition to the promise, and we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. You said the peace that you'll give us, not as the world gives. You said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. God, we believe what you said, the precious promises that my brother talked about last night. Those are precious promises when we pray and speak God's word and stand in honor and glory to God, but we can't do it on a glory to God. So how I feel. Glory to God, because feelings don't end up, glory to God, costing us, glory to God, our birthrights, and causing us, glory to God, to miss out, glory to God, on the blessed plan that you have on Blessed Boulevard instead of being on Hollywood Boulevard. God, I'm praying like never before. There will be an awakening that we will stand fast and hold fast. God, too many people are leaving here, glory to God, not knowing you. Some, glory to God, may be leaving here on backsliders. Some, glory to God, caught up in so many things because the enemy will put you in a good mood to go to hell. God, help us like never before. Don't look at me, my, I, us, for just our organization, just our church, just our pastor, and just what we got going over here in our organization. Oh, there's a big old field of the world out here when you told us to be a witness. You told us, glory to God, to go out in the hedges and highways and compel men. With all the things that the enemy is doing now, glory to God, we don't want to compel nobody to do anything, not even in our own house. God, I'm praying like never before, not allow our circumstances to dictate to us, glory to God, and manipulate us because of what's going on around us, casting the cares every day because you say you care for us. You say, glory to God, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to you and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke, your word, and learn of you. Meek and lowly burden is light and yoke is easy. God, help us to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We need it like never before. Every time we look around, glory to God, we hear this horror, this one down, this one sick, this, that, and the other, things coming up in our homes, things coming up on our own bodies, things coming up, glory to God, in so many different areas that, glory to God, without having a relationship with the Lord and being standing on his word and glory, holding fast the truth and trying all we know, glory to God, to stay steadfast in the truth and on his word, the enemy will have us glory out loony bins, glory out shaking us around like a rag doll because we were like up and down in our doubts and our faith and up and down in, oh, I don't know, and maybes. But God, thank you that you're teaching us more and more to be steadfast in the faith. You said, be not weary in well-doing. We will glory to God. Glory to God. If we don't faint, glory to God, oh, Lord, the devil is a lie, the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Be not weary in well-doing. We shall reap if we faint not. Reap the blessings of the Lord. And in faith, as we diligently seek you, glory to God, you said you'll reward us. Mark, let us know when we pray, believe that we receive. But if we glory to God, don't forgive one another and forgive those that are injured and hurt us. Glory to our Father won't forgive us. We don't need our prayers hindered. It's enough that the enemy blocking. His M.O., glory to God, is destruction. His M.O. is killing and murdering, and glory to God is stealing and robbing us of our peace and joy, and most of all what he wants is your faith. But he'll use every method he can, glory to God, that's attached to us, glory to God, and where our heart's at, glory to God, to get us off course. But if we can keep the faith and stand, glory to God, know how to restore. Even when the thief come in like a flood, you said you'll raise up a standard. You said wherever our heart is, that's where our treasure is. God, help us to make sure our treasure is up in heaven where, glory to God, the moth and the rust, glory to God, can't get to. Help us, glory to God, to keep that heavenly mind, but also in in this earth realm, be wise with the whole armor of God on, with your word and rightly dividing, with walking in truth and obedience, with the whole armor on, glory to God, making sure everything in place. When we go through battles, come back and check, get some R&R, and check to make sure that helmet, that breastplate, that shield of faith, that, glory to God, that sword is sharpened, two-edged, and glory to God now, belt this, glory to God, of truth, glory to God, not looking for truth for others, but we got to have truth out of ourselves. Walking in truth, not tripping over our shoestrings that show with the preparation of the gospel. God, help us, glory to know that we don't have nothing on our back but glory to God, because you are the real God. God, help us, oh God, to trust and look to you, because the enemy wants us to looking around and looking down and go out getting frustrated and agitated and getting all caught up in what's going on. God, our hearts with all diligence, you said. Don't let everything get in our eye gates and ear gates and so forth and get us frustrated and frustrated. God, we got to guard it and protect it. Having our eyes all caught up in media, everything that's going on. Every time I hear the busybody and the sowing seeds and this, that, and the other, and they said this and they said that, and go out there and it's on the news and this that and the other, and we talk more about all the current events and things that's going on that's more horrible than we think about the things of God and meditate on it day and night, like you told, glory to God, Joshua. Then we'll have good success meditating on this law, being obedient to this law, submit to his law. You said in Psalms, glory to God, not take counsel with the ungodly. Ah, glory to God. You told us in your word to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. God, it's so much we got to do to get it together for the precious promises that you already have for us. Walking upright in you, hell no good thing. Delighting in you, blessing us with healing, working things around for our good, standing on the promise because you love us, and you said cast the care. You said look to the hills, what's coming out here. You told us what, glory to God, you'll do for us and what you'll do against that enemy, being our vindicator. All the vengeance is yours. How we need to feed, glory to God, our enemy. All glory to God, give him water if he thirsty. You said we're heaping coals upon their heads, but God, because you go over to God telling us everything we need to do because you got a better plan. We reason and analyze and miss you because, glory to God, we could never, glory to God, hallelujah, come to the conclusion, glory to God, of the great plan that you have on the other side, how you work things that's so mysterious and so above us, glory to God, that we can't even fathom when you're telling the enemy, telling us what you'll cause the enemy to even be our footstools, how you'll bless us, glory to God, even in the progress of they're coming against us and telling us to pray for them because we're trying to settle the case, settle the situation, and glory to God, got our own, glory to God, hallelujah, where we want to vindicate. Ah, glory to God, but we got to put our trust in you because the plan that you have, you know down the road what it's going to take for each one of us and who heart you need to change for us to make, glory to God, the connection, because you change hearts sometimes that was our enemy and turn back around and make them a blessing and be the best friend or glory to God, or best believe, glory to God, and for just trusting you in situations, and you turn around and glory to God, minds will be blown because how those things connect, it had to be God for the change that heart and change that mind. Oh, glory to God, taking a murderer and making them out, glory out a great apostle and doing this and that. God, help us to know, glory to God, you got the better plan. Help us, glory to God, to get rid of our isms and schisms and our reasoning and our doubts and all this and put them on the altar. We need you every day. The only way we can be conformed to this world, not to be conformed to this world, is seeking your face, being obedient and learning to trust you, learning to rest in you, learning to release, learning to forgive, learning to walk in the agape, learning to let go and let God, let him, glory to God, clean us up and make us who he wants us to be. We are the potter. We are the clay. He's the potter. God, help us to know, glory to God, you are, glory to God, the great I am. And everything that is needed, all glory to God, is found in you and in your word. Lord, I pray, glory to God, like never before, that we forgive and we walk in love and that we exalt others, glory to God, esteem them more highly than ourselves. And we don't exalt ourselves more highly than we ought to, but we'll stay steadfast in the faith with boldness and humility and determination and glory to God. And with a mindset like never before that we're going to make you Lord, not allow you just to be the Christ of the crisis. Because you come to a place, you say, you're a jealous God, and you have no other God before. We thank God for your mercy and grace, but we don't never know when that might be lifted through disobedience and rebellion. There's consequences to the decisions that we make, especially when it's decisions against your will. Help us to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Celebrate one another. Celebrate those, glory to God, that are in the faith, that are standing and encourage it. Lord, get rid of these little inner secrets, these little petty things about what I don't like about this, and see the big picture. Don't give place to the enemy, that we will, glory to God, use our tongues to glorify and magnify and have an answer for everyone that asks about the hope that lies in you. Thank God, glory to God, as we often hear on here through Mother Alexander the Evangelist. Know who you are and whose you are. The only way you're going to know that through the word, but you got to know it then, also believe it and act on it in the name of Jesus, through submitting ourselves to his will and his way in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. No time to jump ship now. It's time like never before to anchor down, glory to God, and allow, glory to God's word to penetrate our hearts and clean up everything that's not like God, from childhood, from marriages, from broken relationships, from abuse, from rape, from incest, from all kinds of stuff, even things that we may have done. Maybe so, talking about other things people did to us, but even some of the things some of us might have been guilty of on the other side of that. In the name of Jesus, God, so help us to walk in the forgiveness and love, and don't allow the condemnation to come in and manipulate and take over and control either. God, help us go around, not allow what all is going on in the world and take on what the world is going through to say that we have to accept that everything that the world goes through don't mean that we have to go through. You said, glory to God, your commandments are not grievous, but glory to God, only to, glory to God, the ones, glory to God, that walk in disobedience and rebel. And that's when it comes to be a problem trying to be, because you're trying to live in two worlds. They're going to know you by the tree, glory to God, the fruit you bear, God, and they're going to know, glory to God, we're his disciples by the love we have one for another. And we say a lot of things with our lips, but what is our action saying? Glory to God, love is an action word, and it can't be, glory to God, selected people. For God so loved the world, while we were yet in darkness, glory to God, he died for the ungodly. Thank you for redeeming us, God. Thank you for still moving and proving. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our advocate, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that you have for us right in the midst of our dilemmas right now. God, we pray more and more for repentance. Thank you for the blood covering as we go in and out of these places, even in our own homes, going to the store, going to the marketplace, going, glory to God, to the bank, going, glory to God, just even a time just to have pleasure for a moment, even like, glory to God, sitting up in the stores or going just like they were showing on the TV. Even this evening, glory to God, there are a big, look like a tank truck, but I don't know what this, what this name of this vehicle is. Look like it's a military truck, but it's whatever it is, just rammed right up into the store just to kill people. Nothing else to do, whatever. The ones that are running through the crowds, and now they're concerned about even, glory to God, again, we're trying to put up bars and different things because they keep people from just using their vehicles to run people down, even in the parades or whatever. God, we're in a time that this enemy doesn't care about nothing but destruction, and hell is enlarging itself daily. We got to, glory to God, bless, glory to God, the Lord, and find out what his instructions and be obedient to that and get stronger in him so we can stand and fight the good fight of faith. Covers all under the blood. Encourage those that are still standing, that they won't close the doors and they won't shut down. And some people are walking around, glory to God, just walking as if they're zombies, glory to God, being manipulated by the enemy. But we have people in the body of Christ just existing. Instead of the fire of the anointed, I'm praying the fire of the anointed bring them back to a lively stone. Restore, glory to God. Start striving for more of you. Striving for more to, glory to God, for you to fill them up and for them to be able to do the will of the Lord and not walking in fear and terror about the things that are going on. Keeping our minds steadfast on thee. Looking up to the hills with coming out, knowing who we are and standing on what the word says about us, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory in Christ Jesus. Not in ourselves, but in you. Thank you for the blood covering. Thank you, glory to God, for the promises. God, I pray for these prayer warriors and that you continue to bless and strengthen and encourage them, cover them under the blood, bless their families, and glory to God, and even the church family. Pray, glory to God, even through this holiday time, that we bind up the spirit that will come to bring a heartache and trouble and torment, glory out in confusion and chaos when they gather together with friends or family. Plead the blood of Jesus of murder and other things coming up with confrontations and stuff. We plead the blood of Jesus of God time the death, sickness, and disease. We plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God, for things, glory to God, spreading and causing other complications or problems. Glory to God, even conditions in the body. We plead the blood of Jesus on any slipping and falling, anything going on out on the highways, byways, or airways, or waterways, anything, glory to God, with suffering. penetrating to come through our doors or whatever like this. Oh, we plead the blood. Every avenue, scheme, plots, and plans that he come up, glory to God, we curse and cancel and bind it and loosen forth his assignment in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying against the enemy, and we pray, glory, for life, health, and wholeness, peace, and joy, strength, and wisdom, for a hunger and a thirst for your word and obedience to that. God, help us to be thirsty for you like never before, hungry for your word like never before, obedient to your word like never before. Glory to God, walking in faith like never before, submitting to many, committing to your will like never before, pledging our allegiance to you like never, restore, revive all resurrection power in the name of Jesus. And pray, glory to God, and thank you for touching Pastor Bird's body and healing. Thank you for Pastor Burden's body and touching her. Continue to bless those knees and that shoulder and that hand. God, pray, God, for restoring. Pray, glory to God, for Pori. Pray, glory to God, for healing for her. Pray, glory to God, for Dolores, mother's, glory to God, a friend, however, a sister in the Lord. Bless, glory to God. Pray for these prayer warriors. Pray, glory to God, for you to bless and help us all standing on your word. I know it's a little lengthy, but in the meantime, God, so much is going on, but we are praying, glory to God, as we bless, even though it's several of us on the line tonight. God, you bless for us, glory to God, to be able to pray, glory to God, seek your face and allow your will to be done in us, and like never before, continue to stand on the promises of the Lord. We thank you for even Convalita getting her date this evening for her surgery on the 15th and starting the liquid diet on the December 1st. We pray for blood cover. We bind up the spirit of the enemy not coming back with no blood clots, not coming with no problem with anesthesia, no other infection, no problem. We speak life to that young lady that this thing would be successful with no complications or problems. Thank you for all those that have already been praying and now even praying more, glory to God, that there will be glory to healing and deliverance, and God will work in the midst of all the prayers that have been going on long time before, glory to God, ever making a decision. Now that it is a prayer, glory to God, everything that she needs will be done. Praying for the anesthesia, praying for the doctors, praying for the surgeon, praying, glory to God, for the help and everybody that has anything to do with her surgery and others that, glory to God, been having surgery or gone through it or coming out of it right now. Bless, heal, deliver, and set free, that you be glorified. We speak life, glory to God. Pray, glory to God, no side effects in it. And pray, glory to God, for her husband and her daughter and glory to God, all and even assist all, glory to God, maybe even whatever time we can be able to be a blessing or help, and all for those that may be able, glory to God, in other ways in any assistance. But most of all, the prayer and the faith. We thank you, Lord God, and so many that we've been praying for. We're praying that you divinely touch, and for those, glory to God, that have already gone on and gone through, God, that you heal and touch and strengthen. But we pray, glory to God, courage to continue to stand. Love, glory to God, for the Lord to bless and heal and deliver the broken hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for all that you're still doing and have done. God, we just will help us to be more thankful, not only doing Thanksgiving now, but every day give thanks unto the Lord. We bless you, we honor you, and we praise your holy name. You are worthy, Ilara Beshi. I say Kororabahaya. You are worthy of the praise like never before. We stand on the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Go over to God. I'm going to go ahead and ask Mother, let's see, I'm trying to see if our Pastor Bird is on. Bless the Lord, if she's on, we're going to have her to, okay, go ahead and pray. Oh, Jesus, I don't see it. But anyway, we'll go ahead and have Mother Willette to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Then Pastor Sims, I'm going to go back up, and then Mother Alexander. Praise God. We're going to start with those for right now. I'm trying to make sure I did not miss Pastor Bird. Would you just give me a second? Let me make sure. I think that number, no, she's not. Wait a minute, that might be her. Wait a minute, I might be wrong. That might be her line, and I just looked at the number wrong. Praise you, Jesus. You're so wonderful to us. Nevertheless, you get all glory, praise, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm just going to have to put it in. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mia kora da basiti, da da da. Leyando roboche, isetia. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is her. Praise the Lord. So we're going this order. Praise God again. I'll be, go ahead and have Pastor Bird, Mother Willette, Pastor Sims, and then Pastor, I mean, Evangelist Alexander. So the line is open for you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we praise you. We honor you and we give you glory. We thank you for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. Father, we thank you for watching over us all day, dear God. We thank you for keeping us, protecting us, leading us, and guiding us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that every need we have is met in you. We thank you, Father God, for touching and healing our bodies, God, of every sickness and disease, every disease that is named in this earthly realm, Father God, is covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank you, God, for just watching over me and touching me, even with this vertigo, God. I thank you that I'm healed, whole, and delivered by your power. I thank you that no weapons formed against me or others shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we walk in good health. I thank you, God, that we are healed of diabetes and thalassemia and glaucoma and vertigo and heart, liver, lung, kidney diseases, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for we represent the body of Christ. We are your people, God, and we are called by your name. God, we know that there are a lot of things that's going on in this world, but we thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe that because we are your people and we are called by your name, a lot of stuff going to happen, but it will not be able to come near us, nor our dwelling, in the precious name of Jesus. God, I come in agreement with every word that came out of the mouth of your servant tonight. I come in agreement with her in Jesus' name. God, you said in your word where two or three was gathered in your name, touching and agreeing on any one thing, God, it shall come to pass. So, God, I just thank you for the words that have come forth tonight. And, God, we just thank you right now for even the individuals on this line tonight. We're thanking you, God, that every need they have is met in you. We thank you that they prosper even as their soul prosper. We are praying for their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews and every family member, God. We're praying for neighborhoods, even that they live in. We thank you, Father, there'll be nothing missing and nothing broken. Because, God, we know without a doubt that things are changing, Father God. We're changing. But we pray in the name of Jesus that we stay connected to you, dear God, in Jesus' name, and not be moved by everything that's going on around us. Because, God, if we look at the conditions as they are, Father God, we would get anxious and depressed and oppressed just by looking at things. But help us to know, God, that regardless of how things look, the greater one lives in us, Father God, and you're going to bring us through it in the name of Jesus. For you are our Lord and Savior, God. We have been redeemed in the name of Jesus. And God, we do come under those promises that you have promised us, Father. So help us to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, dear God, and to be able to call those things that be not as if they were in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rule of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we see it all around us, God. People don't have any love for one another. God, they don't have any respect for each other. Whatever they think, God, they'll do it. But help us, Father God, as we walk through, that we're going to stay fully dressed, dear God. We take on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand in these evil days. And having done all to stand, standing therefore, having our loins girded about with the truth, your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, we have peace and pursue peace, God, with all men. We are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, help us like never before to share that word, God, so that men and women can be saved, so that the greater one will be in them, Father, because if not, they're going to be lost, God, because we can't come against the devil in our own flesh. We need the Holy Spirit. God, we take the shield of faith wherewith we're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face of all trials, tests, temptations, and tribulation, God, we cut to pieces the snares of the enemy by speaking the word of God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you for that armor now in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father God, that we will walk in the Spirit. At all times, Father God, we will not lean to our own understanding, but in all things, God, we will look to you. We will look to that hill from which cometh our help. And know, Father God, that our powers and sufficiency is found in you. So, God, we just bless your name now in Jesus' name. As we stand up and come against this spirit of sexual impurity, Father God, that is going throughout this land. God, that spirit is going forth confusing your people, Father God, because they don't have the mind of Christ. And God, if we are not protected, and if we don't let that mind that reside in Christ Jesus be in us, God, we will go for anything because the deceiver is going forth throughout this world, God, seeing who he can capture and who he can trap up and who he can kill, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we pray for those now, Father God, who have just given over to that flesh, God. They are ruled by the flesh. So we are praying that you will raise up men and women somewhere that will come to their path, God, that they will come encounter with, who can speak truth to them, and that their ears will be open in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in that world, in the world. We thank you, Father, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, neither our household, neither anybody on this line tonight, God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, as we come against these principalities and powers that's in high places, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We need you like never before, dear God. We need you to show us how to go in and how to go out, Father. We need you to show us, God, how to speak to a world that have turned their back on you so that they can turn back to you. We need your wisdom, God, to show us how to speak to men and women who've never heard the word, who've never been introduced to Jesus Christ. Show us how to win the lost in this time, God, like never before. So many people tossed to and fro, God, with every other doctrine. We are praying, God, for the church, for your people, that men and women just will not get caught up in what they're saying and doing over there and over here and over there, Father God, but they will hear the truth, and the truth will set them free. We are praying, God, especially for the household of faith, God, for those that are going through all types of trials and tribulation, for those, Father God, who are struggling even with finances, God. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you give them wisdom, God. We're praying in the name of Jesus that supernaturally you take care of your people and they will know that it was you, Father God. Give them a testimony. I don't care what it looked like or what they're going through. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless them coming and going. Remind us, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only, God, and not beneath. God, remind us, Father God, that we were bought with a price, Father God, and that we hold power in our mouth and in our tongues, God. We can speak forth some things and see some things change in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bind up poverty now over your people in the name of Jesus. They won't just have just enough, but they will have more than enough. And even for the sickness and diseases, God, hallelujah, that is torturing your people and coming upon us. Help us to know, God, that by your stripes we are already healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're asking you to show us, Father God, what we need to do in these last days so that we can bring about change, bring about change. Because you told us that we can bind and loose, God. You told us, Father God, that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. So help the body of Christ like never before to know who we are, Father God, and who we're coming against in Jesus' name. Because, God, we know that Satan, oh, God, he's to and fro now like never before trying to see who he can devour. And if he can't get the body of Christ, God, he will attack their family, or he will attack their friend, or he will attack somebody in their life. But God, help them to know who they are, to pray without ceasing, God, and believing for a change in Jesus' name. Help us to be able to stand until you come, Father God, because we know you're coming back for your bride. We know that you're coming back for your church. And we know, God, that while we're in this world, we got to have a testimony, that we got to preach and teach this word. Father God, that we got to try, hallelujah, to get others to come into the kingdom in Jesus' name. So help us to know who we are, Father, and help us to fight a good fight in Jesus' name. We know, Father God, that this valor is not ours. It belongs to you. But just like he was saying last night, God, we got to stand. We got to be present. We got to be in the fight, God. Even though we know that we win in the end, we got to stand, Father God. And if we don't stand up for something, we'll go for anything. So, God, we're praying for the body of Christ. We're praying, God, for people all over this world, that in this time it will be a harvest like never before, that people will come in, God, to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Because, God, what is it for us to gain the whole world and lose our soul? We got to know that we are in the last days, and everything that you said was coming to pass will come to pass. But help us, Father God, not to get afraid and turn back, but help us to keep our hand on the plier, Father God. Help us to make a difference, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you place us in the places that we need to be. where we can do the greater work, Father, in Jesus' name. I even pray for myself right now, Father God, that you would show me where you want me to go to fellowship. I want you to show me where I need to go to be a part of a body, Father God, with other believers so that I can make a difference, God, because I know that you're not finished with me yet and there's greater to come. So help us, God, to be in position. Help us to be on our posts, Father God. Help us not to get weary, because the devil is trying to wear the body of Christ with all type of stuff. He comes in and marriages, God. I am praying, God, for people in the body of Christ, God, that they will be strong in their marriages, God, and know that the enemy will come in and bring things in to try to divide the household. And if he can do that, God, he can overturn it. So I am praying in the name of Jesus that they have wisdom or either come in on their children or other family members. But God, help us to know what time it is. Help us, God, not to be threatened. Help us, God, to stand on that word, Father God, and know that if you said it, it shall come to pass. Help us to pray. You said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, God, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal our land, dear God. We need you, Father God. We need you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. But we praise your name, God. And we thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Regardless of what it looked like, we know that you are still in charge, God. And you are doing some great and wonderful things, God, that we won't even hear about. The news will tell us about who is shooting who and how many people are dying. The world will tell us, Father God, even about this virus that keep going from one form to another form. They'll keep us informed with that. They'll tell us how many people are dying. God, but they won't tell us how many people have been saved. They won't tell us, Father God, hallelujah, how many people, God, are even coming into the kingdom. They'll keep that stuff from us. So we are praying, Father God, that we not get caught up on everything that's going on, because we know some things are coming to pass. But we know the prayers of the righteous avail much. So we do lift up this government to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We know that some people have been voted out of office, and we know that other people have come in. But God, our faith is not in the people. Our faith is in you. And we're asking for godly men and women, Father God. We're asking for a change. We're asking for men and women that know you, Father God, and that will call on the name of Jesus, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, God, that men get sight of who you are and go back to the word, Father God, that they don't put in laws that's against your principles, in the precious name of Jesus. Help us, Father God, to stay near to you. Help us, Father, to recognize that Jesus died for us. Help us to know, Father God, that there's only one way. We can't make our own way in this world. There is a definitely right and a definitely wrong. You have not changed. So, Father God, we are praying for this world as a whole, Father God, because right now we're saying that you can make a choice of whether you want to be a man or a woman. You can make a choice of whatever you want to do. You can take out what you don't want. There either a psalm now, God, that says that do away with the Old Testament, that different doctrines and everything going on, Father. But help us to seek your kingdom and to seek your righteousness, God, in this time like never before. Help us not, God, to jump ship, but help us to stay connected to the vine, Father God. Help us to know that if we are not connected to you, God, the enemy can come in and tell us everything. But, Father, I just want to thank you, thanking you even for the holiday that's coming up, God. But help us to be thankful for life and strength. Help us, God, to be thankful that we have a home to live in. And, God, help us to be thankful just for the fact that we can stand our own house and put together a meal if we want to. Help us to know, God, that there are people out there that I have to try to find some place to eat. They'll be in a line somewhere. They don't even have food in the house. Some don't have shelter, Father God. We are praying for them. We are praying for them, Father God, that they will seek you like never before. But help us, God, to be thankful and grateful, God, and know, God, that we are blessed. We are blessed, Father God. We are your blessed people, because you will never leave nor forsake us. So, Father, we do praise you on this line tonight. I pray for every individual on this line tonight, God, that they have everything they need. I'm praying that every household be blessed, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray that those want to go out and be with their families, they can. I am praying if they have to stay at home, God, that they will have everything they need. In the name of Jesus, nothing broken and nothing missing. I pray, God, for their finances. I pray, Father God, for their health. I pray most of all, God, that they realize how blessed they are in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep them, God. Continue to be with them. Lead, guide, and direct them, God, in the path that they should go. We praise your name forever and ever. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Have your way. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence. I thank you so much for being so good to us. I praise you, Lord God. I bow my head to you to give you reverence because you are the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. You are our Father God which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory to God. Praise you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father. And we pray to dear Father God in your name, Lord Jesus, praying with expectation that dear Father God, you hear us. And if we know you hear us, we know as we ask, believing that we receive, we have the petitions that we pray to you about. Let me first say I honor you, Lord God. I praise you. The song writer said, Jesus Messiah, name above all name, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you so much, hallelujah, for making a way out of no way. Thank you that you care so much about us, Lord God, that you will allow us to come and commune with you, hallelujah, to sup with you. Glory be to God. And we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you love us so much, that you're working situations out. Hallelujah. Thank you for the answered prayers. And, Lord, let me say this. According to Matthew 18, praise God. Hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, that if two or three or if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, you said in your word, Jesus, you said, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That's Matthew 18 chapter and verse 19, glory be to God. And verse 18 says, you said whatsoever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we need to say something about the things that need to be bound so that you, Lord God, make it so in heaven in Jesus' name. And whatever we loose here on earth, you'll loose it in heaven. That's your word. Jesus spoke those words, and I agree with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I say that because I heard so many cries and prayers, hallelujah, for so many, Lord God. First, Minister BJ lifted up so many, Pastor Burton and Prophetess Bird, glory be to God, Pori, Sister McCormick's granddaughter, Kamalita, and her upcoming surgeries, and all that we would desire for you to do for her, Lord God, in that surgery, in the name of Jesus, Dolores, and so many more, praise God, hallelujah. So I touch and agree. I touch and agree with the prayers that Pastor Prophetess Bird has already spoken about, Lord God. So many different things. I heard someone mention about marriages, Lord God, and traveling mercies to those that are traveling, and Lord God, as families get together, Lord God, I touch and agree. Glory be to God, and I thank you. You said that, hallelujah, where two, hallelujah, agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. I agree with that. I believe you, and I know you're able to bring it to pass. So I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, you honor your word. And Isaiah tells me, praise God, 55, praise the 55th chapter, praise God, of Isaiah says, your word, when it goes out, it's going to accomplish what it's sent to do, and it shall not come back void. So I thank you, Father. I just praise you this evening, Lord God. I'm in so appreciation. I thank you for your presence so much. I thank you when we get together, Lord God, hallelujah, when we come together in corporate worship, coming to meet with you, to sit at the feet of Jesus, hallelujah, to eat of your word, hallelujah, Lord God, to learn of you, hallelujah, Lord God, and let your word dwell in us richly, Lord God, hallelujah. And I pray that we allow your word to be hidden in our heart, that we sin not against thee. And I thank you that because of the blood of Jesus and because we've surrendered our lives to him, that, glory be to God, we have a mind that we want to serve you with gladness, Lord God. And we want to, Lord God, just appreciate you and thank you so much for what you've already done. Glory be to God. I thank you for the power of your word that was spoken and the anointing and how it came forth on last evening by Brother Black in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that anointed word. And he said something. He said, praise God, hallelujah, and I just love it. Be it unto me according unto thy word. That's something that Mary said, glory be to God, during the salutation that she received about having, praise God, given birth to the God child, Jesus. Hallelujah. She said, be it unto me according to your word. And we need to get like that, Heavenly Father. We need to get an agreement with your word. Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to your word. If you say, I shall live and not die, well, be it unto me according to your word. If you say, with your stripes I am healed, be it unto me according to your word. Glory be to God. If we abide in you and your word abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. Be it unto us according to your word. Glory be to God. I thank you so much, Lord God, for the power and how you speak to us. And, Father, I pray for your presence. I pray, Lord God, that our ears are open to hear. Ah, glory be to God, to hear what you say. Glory be to God. And yes, I know sometimes we get so busy, and I pray that you have mercy and forgive us for our behaviors that just, you know, we need to rest more. Because I was tired today. I just come home, and I just lay down in the bed. Do some things, but I was just tired. So, Father, I thank you so much that we learn how to take rest and hope our bodies just don't make us lay down, but we learn how to rest like we're supposed to. But I just love you. I thank you that you love us so much. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. You're so good. You care so much about us, Lord God. You know every situation that every person on this line, Lord God, is facing, Lord God. And we thank you for every miracle, every performance of your word that you've already done. And we thank you for the answered prayers that shall be manifest, Lord God. We pray as soon as possible in Christ Jesus' name. I pray that people will, Lord God, begin to see that, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're going to do just what you say. And you care so much about us that, Lord God, you want to work out situations for us. I appreciate you so much. I thank you so much. I love you, Lord God. I honor you. I worship you. I bless you. I praise you. I want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thought about the song writer that says, just a closer walk with you. So I'm praying tonight. Hallelujah, not just for the believers, but, Lord God, for every born-again believer, praise God, that, Lord God, you just allow us to have a closer walk with you. Hallelujah, give us a mind, hallelujah, like Christ, and help us, Lord God, to have, Lord God, this fruit of the Spirit in operation in our lives, because when you come back, Lord God, I know you're going to judge us according to, Lord God, our fruit and what, Lord God, we were able to do because we love you, because we appreciate what you've already done. And thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know what's going on or what's down the road, but you already know. So we thank you for, we bind up all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. We cancel, render null and void every plot, scheme, scam, Lord God, anything that the enemy is trying to do secretly, we say that it is already brought to naught in the name of Jesus. We pray the plans of the wicked is brought to naught at the name of Jesus. How can you say that, Sister Willie? Because the Father says, hallelujah, glory be to God, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And then he says, Jesus said, have faith in God in Mark the 11th chapter, praise God. And then he says, speak to the situation. The mountain is your situation, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that we can say something and we can speak and we can expect, hallelujah, a different outcome. We thank you, Lord God, that all souls, Ezekiel told me this, that all souls belong to you. And I thank you, Lord God, for that, because that took a whole lot of pressure off of me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It took a lot of pressure off me, Father God. And you let me know, yes, the souls belong to you, but the soul that sinneth, it's going to die. He or she is going to die. If we ain't got sense enough to come and surrender our lives to you and desire you, help us through the power of your Holy Spirit. I heard it again last night. Your Holy Spirit, help us, hallelujah, glory be to God, to carry out, hallelujah, your will for our lives, Father God. Your will is good, Lord God. You always want us to have the very best, and I thank you for that. So I pray that we have a closer walk with you. I pray your presence, Lord God, be with us everywhere. We get in the car and ride to Food Line. We pray your presence would be with us there. We pray for the spirit of discernment, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, that we may be able to share. If you put somebody in our path and your Holy Spirit say good morning to that person. Say, how are you doing? Pause, look at them in the eye and say, I pray that you have a wonderful day today, and let that be a prayer in Jesus' name, and that person have a better day. We pray, O Lord God, for those that are troubled in their mind on today. We pray, O God, that the sword of the Spirit would be released in their minds, body, and soul, and touch that, Lord God, disordered mind, or that mind that has been deceived by the enemy and making people fill their minds with so much stuff till they can't even think right. We plead the blood of Jesus against oppression and depression. Sometimes during the holidays, look like the enemy have people, some are lonely, some are alone, and some don't have anybody to come and see about them, and they get so bogged down with depression and oppression and suppression. We pray, oh God, for a great deliverance this year. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for those, Lord God, that have gone through their surgeries, and you've given them, Lord God, a great report, Lord God. And now we pray for a speedy recovery and no complications in the recovery process in Christ Jesus' name. And be with those who are scheduled to have surgeries in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, a special prayer about this price gouging that people are doing in the land today. We plead the blood of Jesus against all of this price gouging. Electric bills going from $200 to $300 and some dollars. The blood of Jesus against this foolishness in Christ Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you bring it attention to these companies and let them know when you're sitting there doing stuff like that, you're not going to prosper with that in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you remember those that are yet lost, especially our loved ones, Lord God. We pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit be released in the earth today. Yes. Hallelujah, which is your anointed word, and it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we pray, Lord God, that it's released. And, Lord God, we pray that it will break every yoke of bondage in Christ Jesus' name. Some of them, the yoke of bondage of sin, people just practice sin, the blood of Jesus against that yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit began to destroy, Lord God, the strongholds and the, Lord God, addictions that people have been, Lord God, entangled with. We plead the blood of Jesus against every yoke of bondage in Christ, the yoke of bondage of sickness and disease. Some people have been in a condition for so long. We pray, God, that you set them free. Set the captive free from these addictions and strongholds and sicknesses and diseases. And, Lord God, I pray, oh, Lord God, that as they begin to believe and just cry out, Lord God, like the blind men, Lord, have mercy on me. Just have mercy on me. And, God, you will deliver them in Christ Jesus. I just thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you. We can rest. We thank you that there's a rest. We haven't even entered yet, but we thank you for that rest you allow us to have because we have a hope that many don't have. We thank you for restoration to those who, Lord God, have been sick for so long. Restore them to good health. And, yes, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. You say, ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door be open. Seek, and you shall find. Hallelujah, and according to your word that I heard, I love it. Be it unto us according to your word, Father. We are touching and agree with the situations with marriages and, Lord God, families, husbands and wives begin to see, I need to set a better example for these young people. And I need to be concerned about the families next to me, those who are single parents and may have children and they need role models in Christ Jesus' name. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, for traveling mercies as we prepare to travel, Lord God, from one destination to the other, Lord God. We pray for safe travels, our angels to go before us to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And, yes, we lift up our leaders, Lord God, not just in this nation but in all nations. We pray for those in position of authority. We pray for the leaders within the body of Christ. We pray for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace, Lord God, of Israel in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray for our military in the name of Jesus, praying for this election, praying that people will listen to the wise counsel in Christ Jesus' name. And Lord God, I pray in Christ Jesus' name that your divine will, purpose, and plan will be done. Now, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I appreciate you again. I ask for your Holy Spirit to continue to, Lord God, be with us, Lord God, endow us with the anointing that we need, that we can, Lord God, carry out the assignment that you have on our lives. We bless you this evening. We praise you this evening. We worship you. And let your Holy Ghost continue to intercede on our behalf, because sometimes we just don't know. It's so much to pray about. We don't know everything to pray about. But we thank you, Lord God, that you're working out every situation for our good in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft. Lord God, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives, we pray, Lord God, that is brought to an abrupt halt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with those, Lord God. Hallelujah. Some, I don't know if they're on the line or not, but I pray for those, Lord God. I thank you for, Lord God, the improvement, the fight that you're fighting against those cancer cells, Lord God, for those that have cried out asking for help, Lord God. I thank you for their healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, a day is coming where cancer, Lord God, is a thing of the past, Lord God. even the hallelujah, vertigo, a thing of the past, heart disease, cardinal pulmonary disorders, a thing of the past, liver disease, kidney disease, a thing of the past, Lord God, blood disorders, a thing of the past, aneurysms, a thing of the past. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your divine will be released in our lives in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for the whole world, America. We pray for our friends and our neighbors. Help us, Lord God. Help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord God. Now we bless the woman of God that keeps this line open, her family. Meet her need, Lord God. Bless in such a special way. But not just her. There's other people on this line that come week after week. We pray special favor and all their needs be met in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Father. We love you, we bless you, and we give you praise, and we honor you. Jesus, thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I come in agreement right now in the mighty, powerful, strong name of Jesus. Every prayer that's been lifted up, Father, so mighty prayer warriors, Lord, anointed prayer warriors, Father. We just thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God, that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. And, Father, you just didn't give it to us to keep to ourselves. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to let us spread it abroad, that anybody we meet, anybody we come in contact with, anybody on this that will join us on this prayer line, whether they say anything or not, will be able to feel the anointing power of the Holy Ghost, Father. And we just lift you up. We praise you. You are mighty God. You are Alpha. You are Omega, Lord. You are the beginning and the end. And all in between, Father, falls into your hands and under your guidance. Father, we need you, and we just love you so much, Father. And we love you because you first loved us. And the scripture says in St. Luke, it said, St. Luke, second chapter, I think, and it's the 14th verse that tells why God sent his son into the world. He said, he sent him here for peace on earth and goodwill toward man. And nothing has changed. It's still the same thing. And then when you accept him as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And he wants us to know that he loves us to the extent that he sent his son to save us, Father. And even though he has all power in his hands, he will not force or make you do anything. He gives you free will. He gives you free will to do what you want. But he tells you now, I'm giving you life, putting before you life and death. And he says, choose life. Life everlasting, because the love of God will hold you. It will keep you. It will bring you out of this. It will bring you out of that if you believe. And we have to believe and have faith. And, Father, we confess our faults and our sins before you. We love you, Lord God, but sometimes we'll say the wrong thing. We might do the wrong thing, but you gave us another avenue. You say, come to you. And if we ask forgiveness, you faithful and just to forgive us our sins. All these precious promises he has given to us. And we come tonight just with thanksgiving on our lips, Lord God, for all of the mighty works that you work, even in our midst, things that we've seen turn around because of the love of God and his mercy. And he's so kind, he won't give you stale mercies from the day or so before. He said new mercies, lamentations, every morning so that you can use them and you can be in accordance with the word. Father, we love you and we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We continue. Help us, Lord, to continue that no matter what happens, that we keep our hand in your hand, Father, knowing that you love us and that you will do for us, Father, and keep us in the kingdom way. That's the only way. You have to stay in the way, Father, and let our Bible be precious to us. that we keep them, and we not only keep them, that we read them, and we not only read them, but we study the word, because we need your help. We need your wisdom, Father. Please, Father, continue to give us vision that we'll know just what to do and which way to go, Lord God. We ask you and we thank you, Father, for blessing mankind everywhere, even though we in turmoil, it's this and it's that and it's the other, but like one of the prayer warriors said, we don't get to hear about all the blessings, but he's still in the blessing business. Hallelujah. And we thank him for his mercy and his grace forevermore, Lord. Let us be grateful for what he's doing and what he's done in our lives. And we pray, Father God, for mankind everywhere, all over the land and country, Lord, that they would come to know you in the free pardon of their sins and lift you up, Father, that others can see the light of the word that shines through. The mankind will see you, Father, because you made yourself very visible in creation. And all of the things that you do, we can count, get on this line, we'll be on the all night talking about the marvelous things that he's done. Lord, we give you honor, we give you praises, we give you glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to your name, Father God. Praise you, Lord.
Thank
we glorify you alone, Lord God. Lord,
thank
you said in the word, you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. Father God, we love you and we praise you today. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. For you is the only way, Lord God. And according to your promises, Lord, you said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And we do believe, that you is with us always. Glory to your name, Father God. We come to give you all that praise and glory, Lord. Thanking you, Heavenly Father. According to Psalms 136, so give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Who give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. There is nothing that we can do that we cannot go to God and ask for forgiveness, for mercy, because his mercy endureth forever. Maybe we have no excuse, regardless what's going on in this world. Stand faithful on God's word. Be faithful regardless what the situation look like, knowing that God is a God that answers our prayers. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. As we come tonight, Lord, just to give you praise and glory and thanking you, Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Lord, for giving us another day, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we know you said in the word, Lord God, you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. We know that you can do all things, Heavenly Father. And as we come before you, Lord, we're standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those we know, those we don't know, but we're standing in the gap praying, Lord God, because we know your word tells us, Lord, pray for one another. Your word tells us, Lord God, to love one another. Help us to know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for us to do through Christ Jesus. Because we can stand faithful and stand faithful in the word of God, regardless what we see in this world today. But we know, Lord, that you are the God that hears every cry. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, thanking you this day, Lord God, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Lord, you gave us the authority and dominion to bind the works of the enemy. And Lord, we binding up every disease, every sickness that rises against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus.
and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. No sickness, no disease shall have authority over our body, because, Lord, your promises tell us by your stripe we are healed, Heavenly Father, and we claim it, Lord, according to Isaiah. Lord, your word we standing on, and we claim the victory in that area, Lord God, that no sickness will have authority over our bodies. And Lord God, we thank you for giving us authority and dominion in here, Lord, because your promise is said, Lord God, for you never leave us. And according to your word, Lord God, you tell us in your word, Lord God, 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray. And Lord, we know prayer is the key for everything in the believer's life. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And as we come before you, Lord God, we bring our children before you, Lord God. Father God, our grandchildren, our great-grands, Lord God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. So much is going on, Lord, but we know that you are a deliverer, Heavenly Father. We know you are the provider, Lord God. You gave us authority to bind things here on earth, Heavenly Father. And we binding up the works of the enemy that come against our sons and daughters, our grand, our great-grands. We binding up the works of the enemy, and we command it to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. For it has no dominion, it has no authority. Father, help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and knowing if you said it, that's it. Your word is saved the heavy weight, because if you said it, Lord, we won't believe it, and we're going to stand on your promises, because your promises is true. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we have shelter over our heads, Lord, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, food on the table. Only you make these things possible, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we can stand faithful, Lord God, and stand in prayer for our children, our family members, in the name of Jesus, have the authority to stand and pray for them, because you gave us the dominion and the power to do it, Father God. And we believe in your word, Heavenly Father, that no weapon come against them shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father, because only you keep us, Lord. If nothing else in this world mean anything to us but your word, Lord God. We put you first and always first, Father God, because you are the only way for us. Help us to walk in the authority, Lord, and to know that your promises is real, Lord God. Help us to seek you more and more, Heavenly Father, as we stand boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God, because your promises is what we're standing on. No weapon, no weapon that form against our children shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord God. We pray for brothers and sisters that is going through trials today, Lord God. But we know, Father God, that your promises tell us if we pray, intercede for our brothers and sisters, because we know your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. You said it, Lord God, we believe it. And Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they come up to know that you're the God that hears every cry. Nothing is hidden from you, and there is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God, because according to your word, Heavenly Father, you tell us in your word that nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, we believe in the promises. We're standing on the promises of the living God, because your promises is what keep us going, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Oh God, touch the mind that they stand strong, Lord God, knowing that you are the authority of all things. Oh Father God, help them to call on the name of Jesus and stand faithful on your word, Lord God. Because, Lord, you are the only way for us all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you in this world, Lord God. Because you're the creator of all things, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, that you keep us through today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the strength to keep on moving on, going on, Lord God. We bind any disease that the enemy tried to bring against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. No sickness shall have dominion in the body. Harabushata, no sickness, because, Lord, your promise is said, Lord God, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. Help us to know, Lord God, if we stand faithful, calling on the name of Jesus and casting down this foul spirit that come against our body, our mind, our eyes, our ears, our throat, bind this foul spirit up that try to keep us down. It has no dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. And we claim in victory, Lord God, victory over the enemy, because you gave us the victory, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for our grands, Lord God, the youth today, Heavenly Father. Father, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on our young people today, Lord God. Help them to be strong in the name of Jesus. Help them to call on the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring back to their remembrance what they was taught from children, Lord God, to know that there is a living God that loved them and care about them. Oh, Father God, have mercy on these young people, Lord God. Those that know you, Lord God, help them to be strong, Lord God, and stand faithful, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose from holding on to these young people, because, Lord, you see what's going on in this world today. But we know your word tells us, Lord, if we pray, so, Father, I know prayer is the key, Karoboshata, key for everything, Lord God. If we stand faithful and bind the works of the enemy that try to come against the man and woman of God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, for it has no dominion, it has no authority. Lord, touch the body of Christ, Lord God. Some of us seems to be falling asleep, a sleeping giant, but wake them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch them, Lord God, that they remember, Lord God, that they have a work to do, Lord God, because your promises said, Lord God, if we pray, and your promises tell us, oh, Lord God, pray for one another. And we know, Lord God, that your promises is real. And, Lord, we're standing on the promises. We claiming victory in every area, Lord God. Victory in our life. Victory in our sisters and brothers' life. Victory in our sons and daughters' life. You have no dominion. He has no dominion over a child of God. And Lord, we put our grands and our great-grands and our sons and daughters in your hands, Lord God, because this false spirit have no dominion in the lifestyle. Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors for these young people that are trying their best, Lord God, to pull through. Help them to stand strong, Heavenly Father. Help them to remember the name of Jesus, because your name is the open doors, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for the head of the prayer line, God. Lord, continue to strengthen us. Continue to keep our standing strong in the name of Jesus. We bind anything that come against our body, Lord God, because we know that you is a healer, Lord, and you is a deliverer. So no sickness shall have a tart in the dominion in our body, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Anything that try to rise its head above it, we bind it up and send it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. But we claim victory in our life, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God. For we come standing in agreement for one another, Lord God. Standing in agreement for those that come to listen to us, Lord God, knowing that God already make a way for them, Lord God, and that you are the only way, Heavenly Father. Help them to be strong, Lord God, and to know that your promises is real, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory in their life, Lord God. For, Lord, you are the God that hear all things, and nothing is hidden, not from you, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand faithful on the prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We have Brother Black now. Then we're going to... Go ahead, son.
only you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I remember when I was on drugs real bad in New Jersey, and fear was all around me, just attacking me, and I didn't know where to go. I was on the streets, and I was looking for some safety somewhere, and one gentleman said, hey, you want to go to church with me tonight? We start at 7 o'clock, and it was about 6:30, and I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I remember I had hip surgery and back surgery, and I was calling on the name of the Lord to see me through this. And I depended and trusted on him because I couldn't do anything for myself. But I had to go through these procedures. But I know one thing. I know what he is. He's a healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. He's a healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. And I just thank God. Amen. And the Bible says, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter into his courts with praise. We're grateful. We're so thankful for all the things he's done, for what he's doing, the great things he's about to do. Not only that, but the same anointing that ran down Aaron's beard into the children of Israel, the same anointing on our family tree runs down our beard into our bloodline. We can rest and have a sweet sleep in the Lord, and our focus every time we get in a situation with our family or anybody get in a situation, our focus must be on the word of God and what God has to say to be a result of the situation that's going on at this point in time, whether it's in our life, our children's life, whether we lift people up in prayer. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the ones that are in the rehabilitation centers, Lord, like Mother Camp and the other 90-something-year-old ladies. Hallelujah. I believe one is 97 and the other one's 92 or something like that. God, we lift them up, even the ones we don't know about, God. Because without our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, there would be none of us. And so we're grateful. We thank you, Lord, how they paved the way, God, how you blessed them, how you strengthened their hands, how you gave them a mind to live right and serve you, God. Hallelujah, God. In the blessings of the Lord, you make us rich and you add no sorrow with it. God, we appreciate you. You're God all by yourself. The enemy has nothing on you. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. If it had not been for you, where would we be, God? We bless you, God. We appreciate you and thank you, God. You're the lover of our souls. You're the apple. We're the apple of your eye. And you're the apple of our eye, God. And we praise you, God, for the great things you're continuously doing. Never ceases, never stopping. We're always in amazement because your love, because your mercy, because your kindness, God. You are good all the time, God. We roll our cares on you. Our body isn't designed, our mind isn't designed to hold these cares. So we roll these cares on you. We cast them on you, God. Hallelujah, God. And we apply your word to every situation and circumstance in all of our prayers, God. Your word speaks, God. Then you move on our behalf, God. But we believe by faith when we speak, it's already done. Not because of our selfishness, but because we want you to get the glory. God, we thank you, God. We love you, God. You're sovereign. No one can stand even on the side of you. No one can stand before you unless you allow them to. Oh, we serve a great God, an almighty God. I said almighty God. Hallelujah, God. And we just thank you right now in advance for the great things, God, you're doing in Sapori's life, in baby Kelly's life. And even Ursa's, Sister Ursa's grandbaby's life. And Imani's life, God. My grandbaby's life. All our grandbabies. The ones that I don't even know of. All of our grandbabies' life. How you preparing them and conditioning them, God, for a great and mighty work to display and show forth your glory, God. Lord, they're covered under your blood. They've been baptizo, utterly submerged in your blood. And they're learning of you, Holy Spirit. And not another, not of another. You have them in the palm of your hands, and you said it is better that a person tie a millstone around their neck and throw themselves or to be cast into the bottom of the sea rather than to offend any one of your children. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you turned it around for good. And your glory. God, we thank you, God. What do you see? Lord, we see the process. We see the great things. We're not moved by what we see, but we see what you're doing in their lives. Though the heathen may rage, God, you're laughing. Because your will be done in all of our lives. Because we forget those things that are behind us and we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, the upward calling in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We're in a win-win situation. It is finished. Before the foundation of the world, you're the God who was, who is, and is to come. There is no other God. Outside of you is no power, and all other gods are false gods, fake gods, powerless gods, can't do anything, can't speak. But you're the only wise, true God. Be both dominion and power forever and ever. Amen. God, we just thank you. We lift up the judicial system all around the globe, even in the federal government. God, all around the globe. We lift up the executive offices, God, the president, the vice president, Lord, the queen, and the leaders of each nation, God, that every knee bow and every tongue confess. Now, God, not later on, that they do it now, God. The opportunity that each one have, we all have, God. Oh, Lord, that we'll all submit our will unto you, God. In the name of Jesus, the legislative branch, God. The lawyers, the lawmakers, God. That they don't do it, tricking people, taking advantage of people for their own filthy gain and selfishness. They wouldn't be able to see the Lord. They wouldn't, can't even make it into heaven and be in your presence eternally. God, but we submit unto you. Whether it's wrong or whether it's right, we choose to go the right way. We choose to enter and remain in at the straight gate, the narrow gate, and straight is the way, yes, the narrow gate, God. And we bless your name and we lift them up, God, that they make decisions, God. Oh, God, Lord, let your Holy Spirit draw them, God. Draw them. Send ministers by, Lord, that they'll receive you as Lord and Savior in spirit and in truth. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Change their ways, their lives, their lifestyles, God, like you change ours. We all need you, God, on a daily basis, God. The policies are not godly. And we want to see your glory in a greater way. Oh, hallelujah, whether Democrat or Republican, it's about you and winning our brothers and our sisters. You said he who wins souls is wise, God. Thank you for giving us that insight. Thank you for allowing us to walk therein, lifting you up no matter where we go, wherever we are. We thank you for safety, God, on all sides. 1,000 shall fall at our side, but even 10,000 at our right side. But none of these plagues shall come near our dwelling. The angels are encamped round about us. Hallelujah. They'll pick us up in their hands. They'll keep us in all our ways, lest we dash a foot against us. A foot against a stone, God. You said with long life you'll satisfy us and show us your salvation, Daddy. So we will live till we're old and gray-headed. We trust your word. We believe it, God. We receive it in our spirit, man, in our hearts, God. By faith in the name of Jesus, we have it. We thank you for it. We forgive all those who we have ought against. We forgive all those who have ought against us, God. Oh, hallelujah, have your way, God. I lift up the apostle, this awesome ministry, God, Divine Connections, God. Strengthen her with might in the inner man. Oh, God, that a youth be renewed day by day that your word fill her belly, God. It'll be strength to her, to her navel, and to her bones, God. Even the marrow in her bones, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. Even on this prayer line, God, bless it one by one, name by name, God. Send so much joy in those rehabilitation centers, God, like never before. Send a revival in that place. Send ministers in that place like never before. Send them all around the globe. Bless the homeless, the battered, God, the abused. In every way, shape, form. Our military and armed forces, God. Build them back up to keep us protected. Bless Israel, God. Hallelujah, God. Keep angels encamped around about them, God. Watching over them day and night, sleep while awake. Going to and fro, in and out of the land, God. We thank you that your blood has covered them and the U.S. Now the nations that lift up your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. My God reigns. Thank God again for all the prayers and the depthness of the prayers. Thank God for his wisdom of God that he will give us, because this enemy fought this thing while it's been cut off tonight. Y'all don't even know it. When Mother Willette was even praying, the thing cut off, the phone cut off. I had to use my cell phone to get back on, and back and forth it cut off. But God did not let it break on the line, on the computer, and all of those things are connected. I'm telling you, God is awesome. He give you quick wisdom. God is a testify of his goodness and his gracious. He still let this prayer go on. So this place is, I mean, this work is anointed of God. So I thank God for it. In the meantime, if there are any prayer requests, we're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests at this hour. Praise the Lord and bless God for all the power tools he's given us to pray and glory to God and take authority and use these giftings that he's given us. And God, we thank him for those precious promises that we got to stand on a daily basis. Amen. At this time, we're going to take a request. We already know some things have been covered over some people already, so anybody else and anything else, and keep those other those requests that was prayed in those prayers, keep those things before the Lord, too, as well.
We
and
pray for
Mother
Dolores.
Willette. Yes, we did call her name up earlier, but we can call it up again if you really need to, Mother.
I'm just trying to ask the Lord to strengthen her from her operation. She's still in the hospital.
Okay, so she already had the operation, though, right?
Oh, she's been out, yeah, but, you know, she's still in the hospital. She's in ICU 2, and from
okay.
what I hear, it says she's still in there, so I just pray that the Lord would give her double strength.
Well, we come in agreement with Mother. Glory to God again tonight, as well as Mother Willette, and bring her name back up to remember, too, as well. We thank you, Lord God, for giving her that strength, because for Mother to say it now, we know this is a dire need for Dolores to be healed and delivered, and whatever challenges have come up against her body, God, we speak life to her. We know by your stripes we were healed. She was healed. Glory to God. At Calvary, it's the attack of the enemy to come and try to rob her of her health and her life, but we decree and declare it for tonight, God, that you will move in a tremendous way on her behalf. We send the word out because you already sent your word to heal. So we're standing on that in the name of Jesus, because you desire for her to be in good health and prosper as her soul prospers and be in good health. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray, bind you up, Satan, and loose you from your hold in the name of Jesus. No matter how long it's been, we believe at any time now, God, bring restoration and restore her back to health. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, good evening.
Yes, we have a guest on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You all had prayed for my cousin who was grieving very hard over her mother passing. And this morning her best friend passed, and she's not in good shape at all. And my sister went down and stayed with and tried to help her a little bit for 2 weeks. She is in Myrtle Beach, from Myrtle Beach to New Jersey. And she's in the church, been in the church all her life. Her husband, her father was a pastor. And she says she doesn't have any faith, and she just don't know what to do and how to hold on. Said she doesn't have even the mustard seed faith. And I'm asking all of you, please, if you be so as to pray for her salvation, I guess, and to give her strength that she can hold up and hold out. She just can't understand why all this is happening. And I ask you all to please pray for me during this season and all the food and all the good things that we have to eat, that I will eat according to what I know I'm supposed to eat and won't make myself sick and upset. Just ask him to give me strength to hold up, because it's all around me. And I have to just have to ask God to help me not to get into eating things that is not good for me, and not, you know, and not give in to temptation of the season. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to pray for that last part that you said, and I asked Brother Black to pray for the first part about the young lady that has been grieving for over her mother still yet is gone, but now her best friend, and now she's feeling hopeless. The devil is alive. Father, we pray for Mother Pastor Sims, God. We know already she had lost a lot of weight from, also from her surgeries and all other stuff and the stuff that's going on with her stomach that you have healed her from, no matter what the enemy tried to make it look like. Glory to God. We know that she's healed from it. But even for those sensitive areas on certain foods that still upset her some, we'll pray, glory to God, for that wisdom that you will give her, the strength. And glory, I put a quickening in her spirit, Holy Spirit. But you said, being led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And you said, ask and it shall be given. Seeking we shall find. Knocking the door shall be opened. And glory to God, you said in Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And you said in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. So God, as we put all that together, along with the sixth verse that says, only thing, please God, is faith. And you said, when we diligently seek you, you'll reward. So we're believing that she will be rewarded with the granted, with the faith and what we stand in agreement with, that this thing will come to pass and wisdom will kick in when the Holy Spirit quicken her, then to touch this and not to touch that. She will not have that problem with irritating her stomach in the name of Jesus, and give no place to the enemy. So we can see it, glory to God, and what she can taste, glory to God, fine, and what, glory to God, is not for. God, we are thanking you for the resisting of the temptation, because she's made her request known to you, and we're in agreement with it. So we're praying that she speaks those things is not as though they were, and keep standing on it that it is so, with no fear, because you know fear bring torment. So if you're gonna pray, like Mother will let me say, if we're gonna pray, we're gonna have faith. If you ain't gonna have faith and pray, what's the use of praying? So we're believing that we're gonna stand on the things that we're praying for and believe in God. So when the temptation comes, even if you gotta say a little prayer for yourself again, you resist the devil. Submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, he'll flee. So I thank you that it is done. Because this is your woman servant, and the things that she's trying to do to accomplish in the lives of other people, God, you will help her do it for herself. So we thank you for it. Amen, Brother Black.
And Father God, I just bind the spirit of fear and torment who torments her every day. Amen. Concerning death, those familiar spirits, in the name of Jesus, and don't be downcast in the name of Jesus. We command you to be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. I speak that those portals be closed from the pits of hell. Now I loose, amen, no condemnation, God. I speak no condemnation. She's already a Christian. And Father God, kindle the fire that's within her, God. She may have not a word to say or not anywhere to go in her mind and her spirit, man, nowhere to turn to right now. But I bind the clouds of darkness that's over her right now in the name of Jesus. I speak, let there be light in the name of Jesus, the light of the word, God. And there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. And Father God, we just thank you. And not only that, God, send ministers by to witness her, witness to her, and give her exactly what she needs to know at this point in time and here. And we thank you, Lord, that she's back on your rock, Lord, by faith, God. She's walking, God, in the newness of life once again. Her fire is kindled in your, by your word. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. You. Before anyone else speaks, I heard a guest in the background, so let her be able to make her request, whoever that was that came on, had a prayer request.
I had a prayer request as well, but I'm not a guest. This is Evangelist Parker.
Oh, that's Minister Parker? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was just asking for prayer requests for myself as well as my husband and my married couple, Felicia Black, and her wife as well, that we just stay steadfast, holding on to God's unchanging hand, that we just continue to prosper and walk the walk and talk the talk, because the enemy is very busy. But we love the Lord through it all, despite what it sounds like and looks like.
Okay, Mother Willette.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in that name that's above every name, we thank you right now that you heard the request from Minister Parker, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you love, Lord God, marriage, because, Lord God, it was instituted by you. So we lift up these couples, Father God, Evangelist Minister Parker and her husband, and Alicia Black and her husband, Lord God. And as we prayed earlier for marriages, Lord God, so important to you, and, Lord God, such a powerful, Lord God, part of what you created and setting the example for so many, not just the children, but others need to see, Lord God, right relationships, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that this husband and wife will begin to reflect on how you have given them an assignment, Lord God, with this marriage, Lord God, to be examples and to be a light to the rest of the world who are so clouded with so many things that they don't even know what a genuine good relationship looks like. So we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring newness to the marriage, Lord God, and let people know, Lord God, that what you put together, you don't desire for them to be taken or destroyed. And when stuff come against them, they don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's the enemy's trying to break up what, Lord God, you said is good. So we pray for these families. We pray, Lord God, that they'll rebuke. And Lord God, when the enemy pops up his head, they bind it up and command that devil to get off their property, and they begin to love one another and just let it be a brand new relationship for them, Lord God, and renew some things in their lives, Lord God. When they do it the way you want it to be done, it's going to be renewed. Bless you, Lord God. Restore a good relationship. And, Lord God, just let them know how critical it is, Lord God, to be good examples, Lord God, and bind up. And sometimes the enemy sent outside forces and outside other to try to distract people. But let them know, hey, you could be messing around with the devil unaware. So leave that other situation, outside forces, alone, and study to see what the Word of God says regarding your relationship, and work on your relationship and ask God to help, because God will help. We pray blessings, favor, and restoration for the marriage couples, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you because, Lord God, we know you are for marriage. You are for family, not the shacking up. Well, we've been there and done that. But, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, you have a better way, and that better way is for a husband and wife to begin to do things and love each other just like Jesus loves the church. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I have one.
Anyone else praise that before we close?
Yes, Brother Black. My cousin in Newark, New Jersey, her name is Tammy, on drugs and homeless, and she want to get her life back together again. And also, me and my family, you know, mother, brothers, sisters, because we all going through something, but I glorify God. Amen.
Praise God. Mother Alexander,
praise the Lord.
Pray for his family on drugs
Lord
and
God.
His fitness. Mm-hmm.
Lord God, we bring Brother Black before you in the name of Jesus, his family, Lord God. Lord, you see everything that goes on, but we know that you is the outer and finish, and nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to touch this family, Lord God. Whatever is going on, Father God, we know that you can fix it, Heavenly Father. But we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of each and every one of them, Lord God. And Lord, we're binding up the works of the enemy that come against them. Because, Lord, you want all of us to operate in love and to treat others with love for one another, especially family, Lord God, because you created family, Father God. So, Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to touch each and every one of them, Lord God, that love that is in the heart come together again, Lord God, for those that is falling, that they can help up each other, Lord God. Father, you see Brother Black heart. You see how he care for them, one of his families. You see what he's asking, Lord God. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that answers prayer. And you can heal regardless of what goes on in this world. You can heal if we pray. And Lord, I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to touch each and every one of Brother Black's family, Lord God. And let them cry out to you, Lord God, because you are the outer and finisher of anything that's going on in this world. You can fix it, Father God. So we praying and asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch the mind, touch the heart, Lord God, that they seek you more, Lord God, and pray more, because the enemy should not have dominion in the life like that, Lord God. So this spirit of drugs have no authority, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, step in this situation, Lord God, because we don't know exactly what's going on, but Lord, you know everything that is going on in there. And most of all, Lord God, we ask you to strengthen Brother Black, Lord, that he continue to pray for them, Lord God. And Lord, you are the only way that we seek you so much, Lord, because we know that you's a God that hear prayer and you's the answer for everything, Lord. Help them to come to see, Lord God, that there's a better way and a better lifestyle through Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord for all the prayers tonight and what God has done and what he's doing. Marvelous is he. Praise God. We have prayed earlier. We believe in God for a great Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving for we as believers.
Thank you.
Supposed to be giving God glory.
Thank you.
But also for this time that that the country has set aside. We praise God for that. We pray y'all have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful fellowship time, binding up every trick, snare, snot, plot, plan, scheme, enemy, any confusion, chaos. We curse and cancel all of that. It'll be wonderful time of family, friends, and whoever else coming together. Speak life, bind up deaf demons, accidents, incidents, or whatever. Plead the blood of Jesus and loose the Holy Spirit. Have his way, healing and deliverance and encouragement for us to be stronger in the Lord. Praise God. But also bless the Lord that we're having our next speaker, Pastor Bird, Prophetess Bird, will be speaking this Sunday. Praise the Lord for God to bless and use him for his glory. We know the following Sunday we'll be listening to Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Amen. And pray God blessings upon Mother Pastor Sims on the second Sunday. And we'll be listening to find out whether Elder Noel and myself will be on either the third or the fourth. We've got to find out how things are going because that's a lot of celebration they do this month for Power Apostle Burton and all the things they'll be doing in the December. So I didn't lock her in, but we have to just check, and I just have to follow up and find out whether she still will be available one of those Sundays. But in the meantime, thank God for what we've already heard and we already talked about tonight, and part of it was in the prayer, the precious promises of the Lord, which we speak about just the way God blessed and put it in words, the way God blessed and brought that word last night through our brother, and also the other revelations that was put with it, and all things that we stand on all the time, talking about standing on God's word, but just the way God gave it to him in that revelation was a powerful move of God and the blessing. So we thank God for him and all the others that already spoke. So I thank God for you all. Thank you for the prayers. Continue to keep our brothers and sisters lifted up in the Lord, and not forget, glory to God, some of those ones that we have on the altar. And something else I meant to even celebrate and tell you, Lord, I done forgot, and I don't have the something I was supposed to say tonight, but maybe that's something I didn't get the confirmation on yet. But in the meantime, we just thank God for all of you, and such powerful prayers have been prayed. We're going to get ready to say good night. Y'all continue to lift each other up and say prayer, and hope you have a wonderful time. And Lord, I'm feasting up this word of God and this anointing on this line, but also that good old food that you all going to have. Pray everybody bless and enjoy themselves. Praise the Lord. And we use wisdom in everything that we do, and just bless those that are less fortunate. God bless, and doors that will be open for charities, other miracles that may be open, and someone may finally have a home and or have where they can be able to get the food or the finances or whatever they need to continue, not just for the holiday time. But we just bless God and continue to pray for some of the horrific things that are going on, but help us to keep celebrating what God is doing, because he is still in the earth realm doing great and mighty
Amen.
Things. So help us to keep looking up. Look up
Hallelujah.
And live. And continue to be aware and celebrate. We need to praise him. Oh, bye, bye, bye. We talked about Thanksgiving, but why don't we just give him some thanks tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name
Amen.
Of the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done and still doing. God, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Even praising you again for the people we're praying for. Thank you for what you've already done, what you're doing and about to do. Thank you for the newness of what you say is still yet to come in our lives. Thank God for Jesus, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, that we can call upon your name and come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you for even touching that little word that gave you the proof that she's doing better. But thank you for all those that we're praying for, that God, we're looking for a great report to come. Thank you for touching our bodies and our minds. Thank you for putting a word in us to pray. Thank you for a mind that want to pray, that want to see your face. Thank you for my brothers and sisters on this line. Thank you for divine connections that is determined to keep going and moving. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for our passion. And our leaders. Thank you for those that are married, that God you bless and heal, and those that want to be married, that they wait on the Lord. Pray glory to God for those that are going through, that they be delivered and healed. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for just the love that you have given us on that line. Thank you for my mothers in the Lord, my sisters in the Lord, my brothers in the Lord. Thank you. You are so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to come boldly before your throne and just obtain mercy and to glorify you. Thank you for healing and delivering us. Thank you for forgiving us. Forgiving us. Oh, I thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Joy they are bringing in my soul. Thank you for the thirst for you, God. Thank you for bread in heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Woo, Lord, don't let us get in your presence just calling up words, but mean what we say, glory to God. We be a people that will praise you, and with our lips, but we are praising you from our hearts, and we'll be genuine. Glory, glory, glory. I come against fear. We're going to have faith. We're going to walk in faith, knowing that you're going to do this thing. Hallelujah. And be ready to receive the new thing that you're going to do in us. And doing already in Jesus' name. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. Ooh, God, sanctify us the more through your word. I thank you. Ileando Rama Mekatiata. Decatiando Rome Ileando Rama Kate. Eliando Rama Shande Ora. Isaranoteata. Ekatur Remoko Tiandeva. Amiando Rodobocoche Tia. A condo Robocoche. Emeata Bacatia. When you come in my presence, come with thanksgiving. Come with faith. Come knowing that I am the Lord thy God, love thee, and I will move for thee. Stand. On my word, don't lean to your left or to the right. Don't back up, but press in. Press in, I say unto thee, daughter. I say unto son, believe me, I say. I believe.
Thank you.
When God's speaking, you have to be calm enough to be able to hear, or you'll cut off the anointing. So you have to learn to be more calmer when a word is coming. When we are praising him, that's one thing. But when he is speaking, we have to lower so we can be able to hear and everybody else hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So, God, we thank you today, and we glorify you. No offense, but we do have to put order. And, devil, you are a liar. I pray encouragement and strength, and that the sister will not be offended, but we must be able to hear when you are speaking. So, God, we thank you tonight that you said come into your presence. We got to come with thanksgiving. Come with assurance to have faith to know that when you speak that you will accomplish whatever your word set it out to do. So we just bless you for it. And we still give you glory. We still give you praise. If there's anything more to say, God, if we miss it tonight, we pray that you will bring it back into our spirits. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. It got cut off, so I can't go over
Amen.
The whole thing. If it's not there, I can't say anymore. So we just give God praise for what was already said, and thank God that we will hear him, and to know, glory to God, he want to bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to keep the faith. Amen and amen.
Glory.
Ma.
Amen.
I just wanted to say, because it's in my belly, we have to be quiet. Because this is God. We want to hear what he has to say. It's our direction.
Hallelujah.
It's the plan for our life at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All of us need to hear what God is saying so we'll all do exactly what he will have us
Thank
to
you,
do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And we have to be in a place that we are strong enough to, even when God got to bring a word for any of us in correction, that we'll be able to stand and not take an offense. If we are, we're still walking as babes. We got to walk strong enough to say, okay, if I missed it on something I wasn't aware or I didn't even know that it was, then just look at it like that and keep it moving and let us continue to grow in Christ, whether we're hearing from our leader in our local assembly or a leader in whatever else that God has blessed in ministry. And praise God. So I thank the Lord again tonight, and that's for all of us. Glory that for what he was spoken. If that word is for all of us to be blessed in the things he wants to bless us, glory to God, and for all of us, even if we need correction. But amen. And sometimes the shift change, we don't realize the shift when it takes. But if you keep hearing a message, then we know we got to pull back, because we first was in worship, and then even in the excitement in the worship, when we hear a word, then we just got to turn back around and kind of bring it down some. So that was a transition. We got to catch when the shift takes place. So in the meantime, we bless the Lord, evangelist. We pray God's blessings upon you, all the ministers of the gospel. Glory to God and the prophet, everybody. We pray God's blessing for all of you, that you have a marvelous and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And then we get ready to get ready for this word on Sunday, but God's going to be blessing us. Sometimes in that fellowship, God may have a word for your family, or a word may come back for you, but wisdom and also things God may discern and how far and what we need to embrace and not to embrace. He might even show some of us some things that need to be changed among, as we're growing in grace and growing in the Lord, that we may need to change in how we respond to some of our friends and loved ones, and some things he's changing for us to grow more and not to be caught up in some things that we might have been caught up in time past. And then it might be a better way of showing love and showing faith, glory to God, and being able, bold enough to say some things that wasn't said before, but out of the Spirit of the Lord, not out of our flesh. as some things God might want to do in the midst of us, help us to be sensitive enough to move by the flow of the Spirit in this celebration time or in this gathering time or in this time of visitation in the home, in the marriage, in the family, glory to God, in the friends, in the fellowship, and even in the outings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We want to grow continuously in you, O Lord, and have your way in us so we can submit ourselves to you, that people will see the light, the more can be glorified and his flesh be denied. In the name of Jesus, I bless the Lord for you tonight. Thank you for receiving what God is saying, and thank God again for them powerful prayers and my brother for that word last night too as well. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord, and we are going to get off the line and bind up any transferring spirits and any, glory to God, any misunderstandings of this, that, and the other. We pray and bind Satan up. You're not going to bring any of that in. We're going to keep moving by the Spirit of the Lord and keep moving in the love of God and keep standing on his word and let the anointing continue to flow in our lives, because he is worthy of the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You all have a good night and be blessed of the Lord, and continue to pray you one for another.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. We love you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all.
Night, night.
Night, night.
Enjoy.
Night, night, night.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of the praise.
Oh, yes.